Alright, we know. Right on. We back in the motherfucking house, back in the Kush Cave with the one and only never phony Mac Boney. We up in here smoking up right now on this beautiful Sunday. It's a little cloudy now, but it's part two of part one, niggas all together. We doing this shit today. We got my boy Oso in the motherfucking house, aka my nigga Kools. Nigga got a jumper. Do not let this nigga open to the wing, because he will bust your ass.
I just want to say I appreciate my brother Mac Boney for having me on this platform. I'm very blessed to be here today.
Hey, man.
Talk with y'all.
Hey, we here. You gonna pass along the medication? Let's go ahead and get it going.
Yeah, let's get the ball going.
Let's go. But also, too, Miss Destiny Honey Queen Fusion in the house. Haven't heard her name in a while, but she's in the building. Of course, we also got a new special guest in the motherfucking house. He's roaming around the building. We got Mr. Theo Malik Shabazz, the first cat of Pan-Africanism in the building. That's my nigga, man. You're going to see him around and shit. You're going to have some more t-shirts and shit coming out soon. But we all in the motherfucking Kush Cave on this beautiful Sunday, on the Lord's Day, smoking weed. Isn't Easter next Sunday?
Hell yeah, so, Easter next Sunday, 17th.
Hope everybody getting their outfits prepped up and shit. You know how motherfuckers be. I'm in the black household when I was little. You got to get your haircuts and go to church. Hate that shit. Man, they're going to take all your money. You're going to go home and eat some cold Spam and eggs. While the preacher riding in the Lexus with a Rolex and got six mistresses. But I ain't gonna speak bad about it. Anyway, we up here finna talk some shit about the culture like always. Give you this weekly journey down the culture. We have my boy Maurice from Always Fire. We had him up here early today. So, man, I'm starting having more local platforms on too. So, get motherfuckers on. My boy Oso just getting his page up and going and shit. So, you're going to be seeing more of him here, more of him in the upcoming months. I'm telling you right now, it's the next one up. Fuck academics.
Appreciate you, my brother.
Hey, man.
Appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying? Me and him was playing ball during the pandemic league. You know what I'm saying? I know damn well because people was looking at us like, how is these niggas outside? It's four niggas just playing basketball. But, hey, luckily we didn't get sick, my nigga. So, hey, we still here.
Oh, God.
We still here because niggas was playing ball for, like, 4 hours. Yeah. I just met this nigga off the jump.
Didn't matter, bro.
And we was just cool. Smoking blunts, just chilling, but.
Off rip, man.
Off the rip. And also, too, one thing I got real cool with Jay with, too. We are both basketball fans, man.
Yep.
We going to start it off, man. NBA playoffs is basically here. The last games are tonight. The play-in starts Monday or Tuesday. So, man. Now, we got a Laker fan in the building.
I've been looking at Timberwolves tickets, though, for the play in, man. I'm trying to go see that play.
That would be beautiful, man. Good for the city, man.
That's
shout out to the Timberwolves.
That's going to be a good-ass fucking game.
But, man, now, also, man, now, we know about Bron and the Lakers this year. Now, as an insider and as a fan, how did you feel about this season, man?
I don't even want to talk about
we gotta that. We got to have a discussion. Be a fan.
Man,
we got to have a slight, what's the, do you, okay, main thing, does Vogel need to go?
Yeah, he got to go.
Okay.
He got to go. I mean,
and do you
like,
think, as a healthy roster with Westbrook, AD, and some other key, and LeBron, some other key pieces, can they actually win next season?
I don't think we can win with Westbrook, bro. Like, we done seen too much, bro. We done seen enough.
Yeah.
He done had, like, a 30-minute blooper reel and just turnovers and air balls. Like, that nigga just... he can't take the pressure, whatever it is. I mean, maybe if he go to Orlando or some shit, he'll shine. But
that's like, what motherfuckers been saying, too. Him go to Orlando, like, some team that doesn't need to do shit. But it's fucked up because it's been the same shit he been doing all his career.
Yeah, it's really...
That's really his career. He don't got the same legs that he did.
Yup.
But I'm going to tell you who fucked that up. Patrick Beverly. Remember that injury
he
had in the playoffs?
Yeah, that was Pat Bev's fault.
Remember that he fucked that leg up?
That was Pat Bev's
Westbrook
fault.
Couldn't hit them pull-up mid-ranges no more like he used to.
He aging a little bit quicker than he probably should have, but...
Yeah, he's a guy that had no... He's all gas, no breaks his whole career. And now you got him where he can barely get to his breaks anyway. Shit, he gonna be missing layups and
yeah, I just think he was in his head too much this season, bro.
It was like, a lot of expectations.
He
had expectations on him.
He was in his head too much, bro. I mean, I've never really been a fan of Russ, to be honest, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I do respect him, bro. Like, triple-doubles and shit. We ain't seen that since O'Rob, so, like...
Facts.
Gotta respect that nigga, bro. That shit's amazing, but...
You can't take away his legacy whatsoever.
I just never wanted him on my team. As soon as I heard the rumors, nigga, I was scared. Like, I was frightened as soon as I heard
the rumors. But I'm going to tell you what I really thought it was going to be like. I thought what Russ was going to do, I thought he was going to be on some, like, I mean, how D-Wade and Bron was. You know, because if you kind of think about it, Russ and D-Wade have a slight kind of game, both slashers. But not you're not good of a mid-range jump shooter like D-Wade is, of course. But of course, I thought similarities of him being a good slasher, good cutter. Brown would get him off the ball. They kind of the same. But we also have to understand Westbrook is not really a point guard like that. He's not a pure playmaker.
Yeah, he's basically a shooting guard.
Yeah, because the way he offers his assists,
that's how I always seen him.
Yeah, it was mainly open like threes. Him,
Damian Lillard, Steph is basically a shooting guard to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's more of a point guard than niggas like Kyrie. Always seen him as a shooting guard. Like, he just never really played like a point guard.
That's why him and Brian fit together when they was together, you know?
Yep, they fit so smoothly because Brian run point, that nigga two guard.
Now, what who do you think the Lakers can get a key player free agent this summer?
Oh,
you know, ain't gonna be no big name.
I don't
name.
Even know who the free agents is. I'm looking at right them now. Up real quick because I don't think we could even get nobody really. The best we could do is just in a trade. Like, if anybody willing to take Westbrook, bro, like, I heard the Hornets might be interested.
Yeah, the Hornets.
And then he got ties to the Jordan brand. He signed with them. So, I mean, Mike would probably want him. They ain't likely to get, like, any more, like, stars because it's just Charlotte. They're not really an attractive destination, but,
Well, Kyrie's a free agent. Westbrook, James Harden.
Oh, you know Kyrie's staying, though.
He said,
I'm not leaving my brother's
seven. Yeah, he's not leaving KD. That's a perfect duo, I think. They fit together perfectly.
He's not leaving.
But other key pieces.
I want Bradley Beal. I really want that nigga. I've been wanting him.
He's 28. Pause, still got good age.
But... but
DeAndre Ayton low key too out here. Joe Ingles, Zach LaVine too. Wow, okay.
Yeah, I would like Zach LaVine. That nigga hard. Yeah.
If I'm not gonna lie, I'm trying to think of a player that the Lakers that could be a key piece. I mean, Gary Harris wouldn't be too bad. He's a catch and shoot 3
Gary
and D.
Harris, I was looking at him if we couldn't get nothing, like, just give up. Like
maybe Covington? Covington's been
pretty... THT. THT,
that pointless ass 40-point game.
Yeah, that ain't mean nothing, bro. That he need to go. He need to go.
Why they ain't get rid of him, because all season he was untradeable.
We were talking about he was untouchable.
Yeah,
His whole draft stock gone went ghost.
Plummeted quick as a motherfucker.
Man, he don't got no value right now, bro. Mm-hmm. And I think somebody would grab him because I think he do got like a little potential. It's just the expectations with LeBron, bro.
He playing with LeBron.
Everybody
James,
not cut out for that, so it's like somebody gonna take a chance on him. He's still young as fuck.
Yeah, he got some kind of potential, but it's like you playing with a motherfucking player like LeBron. You know,
because it's like Kuz. I mean, Kuz is still Kuz because it's just Washington, but...
But anyway, though, overall, it's fucked up to see LeBron and niggas at home already, though.
Yeah, man. Watching the playoffs without LeBron. This is second straight. Well, we made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
But we got our ass kicked after game 3 and shit, but...
Who's y'all play again?
Suns. Look at the first round.
Yep. That's what it was. Shit.
Got our
ass. That's how that meme came from the DeAndre with the drumming shit.
Yup, well, DeAndre
Jarman,
yup.
I got you watching
shit again. Yup, that little meme with the...
Same with the Brooklyn Nets. He did that wave. He did that peace sign. He did that dunk on the fast break. They won a little 5-game losing streak because of that nigga. He was a curse.
It was funny because I was front running at that moment. As soon as I see that picture, I was supposed to that shit. I was like, oh, we finna go to the finals. We got our ass fucking whooped. And then that nigga AD, man, broke down and shit on my nigga Bron. Like,
man, AD, you saw AD trying to come, trying to basically rename. Like, hey, man, hey, I'm training my body. I'm doing everything I can do.
Yeah, like, I'm like, nigga, I don't know, bro. He did come into the season a little bit more muscular, pause, but I don't know, bro. I think he just unlucky, bro. I don't know if he can really do anything to really control you, bro.
That's that he just point, got
bad luck. And I mean, maybe if next year he'll be good, but like...
We'll have to see.
It's hard to just keep giving that nigga chances, bro. That nigga got a whole career of injuries.
He should not made that all NBA 75.
Bro, it's like the same leg injury he had. Bron, like, was only out a couple of days and then played and dropped like 39 or some shit.
So, shout out to Bron, man.
So it's like that nigga. That nigga AD, he a little soft. I ain't gonna lie. I still fuck with him, but I don't know. I feel like we need to keep him, though. I keep hearing rumors like, oh, we should trade AD. Nah, bro.
Nah, that ain't a good decision
at all, bro. He's the only one that's locked in past next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not give him up, bro. Like, he the future, bro. So it's like, if you don't like him, bro, like, you can either use him in the future to get somebody else or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lakers don't rebuild, bro. They just get stars, bro. So the idea is after LeBron retires to pair him up with another star.
Mm-hmm.
And then they could carry him because I think the nigga only like 29, so it's just...
Yeah, AD's still young.
He still has a chance to just have a little stretch of healthiness. But he just been unlucky right now. And I don't feel like it's time to give up on him.
No.
And I feel like as soon as you do, bro, you might as well get rid of LeBron. Because he ain't got no point of him being there. He ain't going to go through no rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
He about chips, so that's all that matters.
That's what I like about it, man. LeBron, you know, for him still put up 30 a game at his age. It just showed what happened, you know, the situation he was in the game with the team, which is a lot of injuries and... I don't know. I just felt bad for the situation. But it was just a lot of hype. I think Vogel put me in a lot of bad situations.
Yeah, he did.
But also, he
didn't have a lot to work with. Yeah. So I give him that. Like, I'm not really with all the coach shaming all the time.
Nope, man. I hate that.
I really hated that. And I tried to refuse to do that with him. He was pissing me off, though, all season. But
it's the way he
do got to go because his voice ain't connected with them niggas no more.
After that bubble championship. As soon
as Russ came in... Them niggas had no respect for that nigga.
No, once that bubble championship over with, that season was over with, that's when everything kind of just switched up.
Yeah.
So that's when I'm at the point where that I kind of feel like they just kind of took the next turn and the whole, it's a whole mess in the Lakers, like, front office, too.
Yeah, man.
With the whole Genie Bus.
You don't know who running it.
Kurt Rambis up in here fucking Genie Bus and, no, I'm with Phil Jackson, fuck, I think fucking Genie Bus. But Kurt Rambis up in here got some shit going, and then the fuck Rob Pelinka shit.
Yeah.
And Maddie Johnson on First Take telling everybody business.
Man, that nigga ain't even
there no more.
Like he's
the head Laker of all time.
He's just talking because his documentary out.
That show at Wintertime.
I heard it's good though. It's ain't see it yet.
He just got Magic out here being wildin', getting the goddamn orgies and shit.
But he on his little press run trying to. Come on, LeBron, because Kareem just did. But Kareem apologized.
He apologized. Kareem asked Kareem about no damn. So I think
he lost a little respect for me for doing that, though.
He can't come at
the man and then apologize right away like that.
And didn't even ask that question when he was about anything.
It was on his mind. Like, he was just.
It was the same way you got to think about it. When Will Chamberlain was bitter, too, with Kareem for the passage record.
Yep.
So it's that old nigga shit, bro. Kareem was like, first of all, nigga, I'm Muslim now. Ain't no pork no more. No pork in my
like, LeBron James ain't worthy enough to break my record.
Nigga, hairline worthy. I went bald. I let it go. I got 6 championships and 6 MVPs, nigga. I got the Skyhook, most dominant shit of all time. And when, one thing with Kareem, though, he did a lot. He stood up for a lot of shit, though, back in the day. So I can't really take too much of the flaw. But that nigga probably got dementia, so I can't really take too much with it. A lot of old niggas.
He just had a birthday, though, did he?
Yeah, well, Kareem
75th.
Up there.
Yep.
75th,
happy birthday, Kareem.
Yeah, happy birthday, man. That's been the captain. Yeah, Skyhook. Motherfucker, Skyhook is a motherfucker, though. But overall, yeah, it's been a messy-ass Lakers season.
Yeah, man.
Just because I think...
One to forget, for real. Man, this one just painful, bro. Like, it might be one of the worst in history, bro. Lakers history, bro. Like,
I'll say that season.
Nah, but that one with Jordan Hill or whatever.
Oh, God.
And, what's that nigga's name, bro? That one white boy.
Sakura or some shit.
That one nigga.
But yeah, fucking Nick Young and
Nick Young,
Jeremy Lin. Fucking who was the other white dude?
Them niggas was.
God, yeah, I was terrible. Robert Sacre.
Yeah,
that nigga, he missed. He had so many blues of him missing shots more than making. Hey, piece of the guy, Theo Malik Shabazz, just walked in the building. What's up, brother? What's today's mathematics? Okay, he's got no lessons today, but we do soon. We'll have some lessons from the young brother, Theo Malik Shabazz, the first kind of Pan-Africanism. Peace. But overall, man, yeah, Lakers, man, y'all need some blessings. Y'all, but I don't know. We'll see Ramadan Kyrie go off, though.
Man, he finna be different these playoffs, I think.
It's Alu Akbar. He finna go off, man.
I think the Bucks kind of scared of them because I think they tried to bench their starters or whatever.
The Sixers were scared of the niggas. That's when they went down. That's when they said, no, play Toronto. They better watch out.
The Sixers going to get exposed. They not winning nothing this year.
Now, as right now.
For a split second before like they even really played, I was like, maybe they can get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
But after what I've seen, that nigga James he gonna be James again.
Yep, because he's been in a terrible slump the last, five, six games.
Yep.
Like, he made, three field goals, average in the last, six games.
Embiid been dominating, though. He gonna have to Shaq get 40 mode, and 13, every fucking night.
And that's what's gonna happen. At least Tyrese Maxey's been stepping up, though.
Yeah, Maxey is there. So
Tyrese Maxey is really
stepping
up. That's
good, yep.
So, I mean, that's going to be the one part I think that's going to really change things is hopefully motherfucking they can figure some shit out because I don't know what the fuck. Because I think even if Doc Rivers already been saying he might go to the Lakers and shit, offered to him about going to the Lakers next season, that's showing signs of shit might not even be the same. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
We'll have to see about that situation. But they playing Toronto. Toronto going to be a tough one. They got a lot of good grit grind niggas up in there. Siakam already got a championship, him and Van Fleet.
Yeah, so they got the
OG Anunoby
championship experience.
Young Brook, Scotty Barnes balling out this year too. Yeah. They got depth. They got pretty good. What's his name? Gary Trent Jr. He's a good 3-and-D guy, so it's right here. It's the play in right here. So as the play in tournament starts, we got the Pelicans in the West playing 9-10. They're playing against the Spurs. And then T-Wolves played the Clippers on Tuesday also. Now, that's how the play-in shit where I was confused as fuck. 9-8, you got to basically win. But you got to win twice to get in.
Yep.
Same with the loser. If you lose in the 8th seed, you lose that between 7 and 8, you get another opportunity to go in type shit too. So it's it's just kind of smooth. I kind of fuck with it.
Right.
I was confused as fuck by it a couple of times when they first brought it up.
Read them rules a couple of times.
Actually seeing how the bracket worked and seeing this is how, bet. So, yeah, so we'll see, man. I think T-Wolves and Clippers, who you think will win that one?
I think, man, I'm going to ride with Minnesota, baby. Facts. Bro. I got to ride with the hometown. You can't go against the grain, bro.
I ain't a Vikings fan. I'm talking about these niggas all day, any day of the week.
Can't go against the grain.
I'm
going to
go with the Vikings. No. Never in my life. Take that out.
You hear that? I'm going to the T-Wolves. You got to edit that one out.
Man, we be uncut here. We going to do this shit right. I'm going for the T-Wolves and shit. But I got them winning that one. Pelicans or Spurs?
Spurs.
All right, so Spurs will be.
Oh, wait. Nah.
Because rumor has it.
I'm going to go Pelicans because them niggas, Trey Murray and.
They got CJ McCollum.
What's this nigga? CJ McCollum, yeah.
And
bro.
Brandon Ingram still there. You got Brandon Ingram.
They've been nice, bro.
Especially McCollum. He's been cooking with them.
Man, they was.
Devontae Graham, too.
They whooped our ass, bro. Man.
Oof. So that's one thing about them. Give us some beats. After two. So basically, the T-Wolves will be the 7th seed. So basically, it'll be the Spurs versus the Clippers. Who you got those two?
Spurs, Clippers. Shit. Obviously, Clippers, yeah.
And PG playing, too. That's the one factor. The T-Wolves got a lot of depth compared to the...
It's just no Kawhi. How far PG can lead them niggas.
Because whoever wins that, we're going to play the fucking Suns. So you're going to basically get your ass whooped anyway. So it's going to be tough. All right. That's going to be a tough one. But shout out to Memphis, man, doing their shit. Shout out to John Morant.
Yeah, for sure. Them young niggas getting it in, for sure.
They got a nice little young team down there and shit. Golden State versus Denver. Who you got in that one?
Well, I just heard that Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. ain't coming back. So I'm gonna have to rock with the Warriors, bro. They just they gotta do it, bro. They got the depth too, bro. They got all them young dudes, bro. They real nice, bro. Like Toscano Anderson,
Jordan Poole.
Yep, Poole, obviously, yep.
And Clay's starting to get his shit.
Yep, Clay. He's starting to get his stride a little bit. Yeah, obviously Steph is, he's still hurt.
Yep, he's probably coming back for the first round.
First round? Okay.
So we'll see. The playoffs start on the 16th.
Okay, yeah. So hopefully
he'll depending on how the game, we'll get more of the time of the game, what day of the day, whoever play the first game or not, the first day or not, we'll see once the play-in shit gets situated. But, yeah, man, I mean, that situation right there, I mean, my gut want to go with Yoke because I'm going to figure out who's going to guard that nigga in the
paint. I like Yoke, though, man.
Because he's been working with all the key pieces, and they going to have the double team.
It don't even really matter with him, like, if them niggas not coming back for the playoffs, because he already used to playing with all these other niggas.
All seasons.
He just make all these niggas better, too, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that nigga literally is their point guard, bro. It's just crazy for me to see, bro. A center, bro, running point guard, bro.
Average first
like him, I mean, obviously Magic was like 6'9", but like
yeah, but Jokic's like 7 foot, 280, like 275, some shit like that.
Yeah, he had a little.
This nigga's averaging motherfucking 27. What is he averaging this year? Let me actually look up this nigga's stats because it's some crazy numbers. You just like how the fuck? That's my nigga, man. Shout out to Theo, even though Theo's trying to get on the couch and shit, but he can't get up here, brother. You purring the mic. I don't think nobody want to hear you purr. It's in a cat podcast yet. We'll get you one. I love you, though, brother.
The cat pod.
This nigga's averaging 27, 13, and 7. Damn. Almost basically 8 assists, 7.9.
Yeah. Give my brother 27, 14, and 9.
Like, that is crazy motherfucking numbers.
Yeah, that's crazy.
For a center. Like, Wilt Chamberlain, like, he led the NBA in assists 1 year when he played. That's crazy, but like this nigga Jokic, I've never seen that like this.
Eight assists.
That's crazy,
insane.
And one thing about him, if they're gonna have to double team him, and when that happens, that's gonna open up so many open shots for those niggas.
He's so fun to watch too, bro.
It's like, all fundamentally.
He just got some crazy ass moves, bro.
Like, that's my idol.
One footer, like off balance, one legged, like
unorthodox
ass.
Like, fade away with two niggas on him and shit.
Man, I'm like, how the fuck that shit go in, man?
That's my idol.
I knew if I didn't fuck with him, bro, I would hate that.
Yes.
Like, if I was on the opposing team, bro, one of their fans, I would hate that nigga.
You're like, what
bro.
The fuck are you guys doing out there?
Man.
Damn. It's like, nope. This nigga, y'all trying to get him, but he can't. This nigga is too cold.
That nigga nice. Yeah, I'm definitely a Yoke fan. My son got the red Jokic jersey.
Hey.
He out with that.
Jonathan Jr., man.
Yeah, for sure.
But that one, I mean, overall, if Clay and them give him their shit, if Clay been going, been hot for the last couple of games of the season, he had like two back-to-back 30-point games and shit. I could see Golden State winning that one in six. But I really see Denver winning that in seven.
I could see that.
Because if Curry don't come back the first game or first game or two, I don't feel like he might come back the third game if he do. We'll just say he come back game three. If he come back game three, Denver winning that in seven. Okay. But if he come back game one or two, Golden State winning that in six. Because I don't think you can just blow them out and put them to sleep because Jokic is going to be too dominant. He's too dominant.
Yeah, because...
And they have no size because Wiseman's out.
Draymond back, though, right?
Yeah, but Draymond's going to not be able to guard him whatsoever.
Yeah, he not guard Jokic.
He's slightly kind of coming back healthy-wise because he's kind of been out. Been on TNT and shit. So, he's going to kind of get back his footing back, too. So, it's going to be tough. This one of their last runs probably that big three together, too. It's the first time actually together since 2019. But actually, the original, without KD and, you know, all they're missing is goddamn Iguodala and Harrison. But they got Iguodala there.
Yeah, he is back. He's been sitting most of the season.
All you need is Harrison Barnes and Bogut.
He's going to be fresh for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. So we got to hope that they find a way to at least get the size of shit situated with. They going to be able to hold Yoke, bro.
Yeah, they're not holding Yoke.
If they're going to double team, he's going to get them shooters wide open in their spots. Man. And that shit going to be a tough series all around. But they got a lot of depth in Golden State. So that's my ratio with those two. All right, 4-5 right now. Dallas and Utah. I'm going, this is an anti-Utah, the state of Utah podcast. So I call them the Mormon Jazz. So they're losing. Fuck these niggas.
Yeah,
they're,
fuck Utah.
Yeah, man. They're basically already tumbling down as we speak. Because Utah, them niggas blew up, what, 20-point leads and shit the past couple weeks and shit like that.
Yeah, that nigga Donovan Mitchell is panicking right now. That nigga's, man. He not liking what the fuck going on right now.
I think
he like this the same shit as last
year. Like, you're gonna be the first round agent or
second round? I don't blame him, bro. Like, I mean, a lot of people have been criticizing him. Like, bro, you young. Like, why you?
He came in balling out in the playoffs. Like, his first year came out being the solid player, best player on that team. And like, he's tired of being the only option. Like, Bogdanovich can only do so much.
Everybody's mad because they're like, this is what's wrong with all the player power. But they feel like he going to want to leave and shit.
No, I love it. Get the fuck out of Utah. Fuck Utah. That nigga's let Karl Malone be a pedophile for all these years. And John Stockton.
But he a part of the problem, though. I done seen him shrink in a lot of moments, though.
Yeah, but the thing about it, he had to be the only one taking those
shots. Yeah, he was playing a lot of minutes.
Mike Conley wasn't being the guy that everyone thought he was
going to call. Spider-Man, nigga, he was playing a lot of minutes and shit, too. So it's just like...
Is that? We on filter down here. We just already gonna find out the last. This is a real smoker tip, smoker etiquette, 101 right quick. Rule number 8. The last hit gonna be there, but it won't be great. So, we'll see. We're gonna determine, right? We'll go back to the sports shit in a minute, but I actually keep it going also.
Oh, yeah, for sure. What's the next? I got the Mavs, though, in that. Of course, I got the Mavs. My boy Luka. Fuck with that nigga heavy. I see that they can end that in 6. I don't know, bro. The Mavs just be a little shaky every year, bro.
Well, I think
Jason Kidd, he got them looking exactly. Right, though.
They play defense now.
He got them looking right, so maybe in 5, maybe in 5.
They're one of the top defensive teams in the NBA, and that's what really switched them up. And getting Spencer Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson has really stepped up.
That's why I think getting rid of Jason Kidd was hurtful to my Lakers, man. Yep, he was the reason behind... Coach. We was like number one in defense last year.
Should they kick up the IB head coach? I don't know why the fuck y'all just let him go. It's stupid.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of things, too. I think he got a lot of a lot of shame, too, because what happened, I think, with the Nets, with the whole, remember that fucking drink incident? When the ref bumped into him, we ran into the ref, well, he was a player. By accident, you put And niggas was trying to say some shit, and I think it was some shit on the Bucks. He was a coach for the Bucks. I think it was some with the Bucks, like some with the organization, some happened with the organization or some too. It was kind of messy. So I kind of think people kind of want to really give him opportunity. But I fuck with Jason Kidd. So, I mean, I think that's why I think that team has gotten much better, just because they have good defensive players there. Everyone's a key piece. Everyone's starting to find a role. And Luka's been dominant.
Yeah, bro.
Even though that nigga be taking fucking, be shooting 32% from three.
I ain't gonna lie, right now that nigga's not a good shooter, but that nigga's still young. I just look at the potential, bro.
I get so mad.
See that nigga in like 5 years? That nigga is gonna be like Kobe, nigga. Like that nigga's
the fact that they're at 28 a game still, man, and not shooting that good from the 3-point line. Like when the field, probably shooting like 40-something% from the field, probably.
Cause you gotta think about it, bro. Like LeBron came in, couldn't shoot a lick like that, bro, and then. He got better as his career went on, bro. I think this is going to be the same with Luka, bro.
Oh, yeah. Because
he more like LeBron, I feel like. He a
player. Even LeBron even said that. LeBron even said the same thing.
Because LeBron wanted to sign him to his little shoe company.
He said, oh, no, my nigga. We'll see. Luka, my nigga, though. Shout out to Luka. But in the Eastern Conference play-in, we got Charlotte and Atlanta 9-10. Who you got in that one?
I go Atlanta. Yep.
Yeah.
Atlanta.
All right. Now, don't forget, they got to win twice to get in, so they'll play the loser of 7-8. Brooklyn and Cavs. Who you got in that one?
Brooklyn. All
right. Yep. All right. So, easy. Cavaliers, Charlotte. Who you got that to get that 8 spot?
Cavaliers, Charlotte. I want to say the Cavs, bro.
Low key.
I want to say the Cavs, the Cavs.
Okay. The only thing I was thinking about was Charlotte. They got a little bit more Only thing I'm gonna say with Cavaliers though, they missed Jared Allen.
They ain't got that out for the season.
Evan Mobley gonna be a good, but you gonna need that.
Yeah, Hornets, because they do kind of they got some a lot good depth, actually.
They got some good shooters, but, bro. LaMelo there, you got Terry Rozier. Miles Bridges has stepped up this year.
Kelly Oubre.
Yep. And you still got Gordon Hayward, P.J. Washington, Isaiah Thomas, Montrezl Harrell. A lot of good talent there. Atlanta might not even win that one. So it's like either way, they're going to play win twice to get in either way. But still, it might be a tough one. It's going to be a bar burner, I think. It'll be a good one. I like Charlotte either way. So I agree with you. I think Charlotte might get the AC.
Yeah, Melo going to be hungry too.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, what's the next one?
All right, so basically right now, the 2 seed is Milwaukee and Miami's number one. So we already went with Toronto and Philly. We went over, but we can kind of go get the series. What you got in that? Well, who you got?
I got Philly. I think
Philly and what?
Joel's just going to dominate. Yeah, I think Philly and six.
Five. I'll say six too.
Six.
Yeah, I think if anything, Embiid's going to just finally be like, "Fuck this shit, I'm going to take over."
Yeah.
But I think Tyrese Maxey is really going to step up. That's a really big help for that team.
I just don't know who's going to guard Embiid on the Raptors, like.
No, because Siakam, but they shown, gonna... but Precious Achiuwa is a hell of a good player.
Oh, yeah.
So that's why they've shown a couple of days ago that team can guard and beat. They can let Embiid get his shit, but Tyrese Maxey is the only nigga that went off of them besides Embiid. So if you get them others not going off, yeah, that's the one thing. The key thing of this whole playoff run for the Philadelphia Sixers, what James Harden are you finna get? Yeah. Are you finna get that same old James Harden in the playoffs again? Because we'll know what we get from Embiid. He's healthy now. And the way he's playing the dominant. He's like the first big man since Moses Malone to average 30 points a game in the season. That's almost 40 years, about 40 years ago.
And that nigga, bro, like, he basically James Harden now. That nigga be doing a little step backs and shit. Like, that nigga unstoppable, bro.
Bro, really?
That nigga Shaq with a James Harden step back. Like, that's shit literally perfect insane, example, bro.
That's a perfect comparison right there.
Insane.
Dog. I'm not even mad at that one.
Insane. Like, I'm not saying he's as good as Shaq. Shaq still better than him, I feel like. But
yeah, Shaq could have been way more greater than he is, though, if he actually took.
But Embiid has a better skill set.
Yep.
I just feel like Shaq was more dominant. He played in a more physical era.
Mm-hmm. He used his body more. That was a game where the paint was the center was the main focal point.
Mm-hmm.
You threw the ball inside. If you threw it back out for open threes, you'll take the shot. But it was mainly get the ball inside to score.
Yeah.
And like that game switched up, of course, Jordan, of course. But we'll see. Yeah. But overall, I agree. Philadelphia and six. I won't be surprised if Toronto wins this one. Just off the fact they have a great coach, well, coach team with Nick Nurse, and that team has some experience, a playoff experience.
Yeah, they do. Nick Nurse is a good coach. I've been hearing rumors about him tied to Lakers. I don't know if that's true, but man, to get a nigga like him would be good. Nick Nurse, man, Mike Brown, I'd be cool with him.
Mm-hmm. So Boston and Chicago in the first round. Who you get?
I want to say Boston, bro. They've been dominating lately. Yeah, Boston.
Yeah,
I almost want to say them at five, bro.
The way Chicago they might even against sweep.
Chicago been pretty bad.
They play they literally have like a terrible percentage rate against the winning teams.
In the beginning of the year, I was feeling that group, bro. They got a squad, really, bro.
Lonzo got hurt, really fucked that team.
Yep, Lonzo gone.
Because he was the
real got hurt too.
And Caruso, too. He was out for a minute. Because DeRozan went on this that hell of a run when he was going crazy.
Yeah.
And then he still went off, but it's really. I watched the game against Boston and Chicago actually last week. And the way LaVine was taking too many bad shots, I kind of could see why this team ain't finna go too far. I see why they be losing against a good team. Because LaVine goes straight iso ball sometimes. And he gonna take good shots. He don't go to the paint. He's gonna take step back threes or step back mid ranges. But with DeRozan, he actually taking closer mid ranges and actually getting to the paint, getting the free throw line. That's what the difference between those two. I'm happy DeRozan had a hell of a season. He was top five in scoring this year. Had the hell of an all star this year, all star starter. Like, you couldn't debate the season. But I think they might not go as far as everyone thinks they will just because Bonzo is going to bring that pure point. That's what I think a lot of people don't understand. A pure playmaker point guard is missing the NBA. Like a Rondo. I think Rondo probably the last real one. Maybe still got Chris Paul. But, like, besides that, like, under the tier of Chris Paul, that's like going to score. You know, Lonzo's going to put up, like, you know, 18, you know, 18 or 12. You're going to get more of, like, a 12 and an 11, eight, you know, eight rebounds, you know, two steal type nigga. And that's why I think that's what that team needs.
Yeah, they definitely need that Chris Paul type for
sure. And that's what they miss with Alonzo. He kind of give you that feel. He played both sides of the ball, and he gets you good open shots. And he had a freak occasionally. Mm-hmm. He finally turned into a better three-point shooter this year, too. That's what I understand. He, like, that's one thing people understand, too. He actually shot pretty good this year. Like,
yeah, I'm proud of him because he's been through a lot. He had heavy-ass expectations.
Boy, the first game in the NBA played against Pat Bev.
Heavy-ass expectations. Like, the biggest of the modern, like, kids.
Definitely.
Like, since LeBron, he's had the biggest expectations.
Lee Flamello came in and he just started cooking in Charlotte. Nigga over here, he think he was fucking, what's her name? What's the porn star chick? Tiana Trump?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was fucking there for a minute. Shout out to LaMelo. Play a little Alchemist right quick. Shout out to LaMelo, man. Spinning gold, shout out to Blue, former guest of Kustoff's podcast, man. But of course, man, this NBA playoff shit about to be lit. It's been one of the best NBA seasons in a good minute. It's probably also, too, what makes it also great. It's the first time we actually had an NBA, a full NBA season where the playoffs started in April and then end in June.
Yeah, it's a good whole feeling,
bubble
play,
that whole bubble shit fucked you
that
up.
That was exhausting, even as a fan. I can't imagine just being a player in that shit.
Because football was on at that time, too, so he was very so confused. Yeah,
going on. Baseball, like, this shit, he's too. Like,
nigga, the World Series on. Why the NBA Finals on at the same time?
I'm like, damn, bro. I can't keep up with all this shit.
And then also, nigga started back in December. Like, that's like that season, like, it counted, but, like, I don't know how them niggas did it. I don't know how. Like, it should be way
I was surprised, too. Like, I hate that niggas don't give them credit for that shit. They're like, oh, it's a bubble ring.
Because the bubble shit, because I think everyone kind of thinks about it with everyone, I think, discredit this shit because they gave Anthony Davis 4 months of rest in the middle of the season. And all they have to do is play the last five games in the playoffs. After a 4 month rest,
but everybody else had the same time, though.
That's the only thing, though. It's just because how Anthony Davis placed, how he is, though. That's what it was. I think more than saying, that's why I think people was kind of like giving the Lakers shit, because you got a healthy AD, nigga. That nigga was actually healthy. Like, he actually took a break, then he took a 4 month break. That nigga's good. I'm like, I actually thought, I was like, I kind of see what y'all mean, but like, they won the ring either way.
Like, I mean, other guys, all the teams got a chance to heal up too. So it's thank just
you.
Like,
that's what I'm saying too. So I'm saying, like, you can't give them that. But I get your argument.
It ain't like we had more days to rest up and they had like
he took steroids or HGH, nigga, to get better or something. Like, he just had, if y'all happened to win, they actually bonded together, because that's some difficult shit to deal with. You know what I'm saying? During the pandemic and social justice issues going on. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I give him credit for that shit. But overall, this, like I said, it's probably one of the best NBA seasons in a while. And it's like, super teams are not super great.
That's what
everyone's like very happy about.
I like that. It's a more even feel.
I think people would be kind of pissed if LA was number one and Brooklyn was number one right now. You know what I'm saying? Like Phoenix dominates. I mean,
we will want to see that, though, bro. Everybody loves it.
Everybody do.
LeBron, Westbrook. Man, because Westbrook don't want to get his revenge.
I wasn't going to be mad about it because it wasn't like super OP compared to, like, if James Harden was starting to slow down. So it wasn't like he was putting up 48 points a game and, like, Kyrie put up 38 and Katie put up 42 or some shit like that. It wasn't games like that with the
Wings. I felt like it was unfair, like, as soon as they made the announcement, because I thought that nigga Harden was just going to be crazy.
I thought at first, I was like, it's going to be, how the fuck is it going to work? But right. I saw when he came, like, oh, he's still a little.
I thought they all was going to average 30-something.
Somehow. But then, you know, it started to show. Then, but that's why I say this is the first time that you see actually, like, even last year, too. Like, it was no super teams, like the top teams. Like, it was all teams. Like, Chris Paul is the one key piece that got built in Phoenix. And that whole Milwaukee team was built up with good role players and already had players, good players there. Because getting that Drew Holiday trade, of course, but also picking up Bobby Portis.
Would you consider them a super team? Because I'll be seeing some niggas say they're a super team.
No. Chris Mills is not a top 15 player.
They're a big three with Middleton, Holiday, and Giannis.
Do you consider Drew Holiday and Chris Mills top 15
Hell no. Nah.
Exactly. So yeah, that right there does not make them a super team. They have teams that was
well. They're all stars though.
Exactly.
But what's your definition of a super team? Because some you people got three say all pro. You got three all stars, all three pro. Hall of Famers,
all stars. It be changing. Voted in. All pro niggas. You got all pro.
All NBA niggas.
If you got three top 10 niggas on your team, that's a super team to me.
Okay.
You got somebody in that in the top 10 realm. That's just too much.
Okay, for sure.
Because I saw, even with Westbrook, I didn't see it too much of a super team. I didn't see him at the top 10 player.
No. Yeah, they be just changing like the definitions.
That's why I think about it, yeah, because it got changed when Bron did it.
Yep.
It got changed with the whole free agency.
I just want motherfuckers to keep the same energy, that's all.
Oh, yeah, I never hated the whole situation with AD. Yeah, I was kind of happy to see. I was like, good, AD with a good team, because you saw the situation in New Orleans. They were trying to help him out at all. Like, the organization not finna help a player out. Hey man, you got the right. Get your ass out of there, cause you the main reason why them niggas in the seat in the first place.
Right.
So it's like, get your way out of there. Like, they ain't gonna help you out. Like, fuck it, we out. So like, player empowerment is motherfucking. I fuck with it.
Yeah, I fuck with it. Do y'all shit. Yeah. Cause
there's so many times of ex players not getting paid their money up in there and all that shit. And so fuck it, do y'all shit.
These owners make billions, bro. Man, these niggas need to go where they wanna and be happy, bro.
Facts.
They deserve that, bro. They worked their whole life to get to that point. So,
MVP.
MVP. Ooh. I'm going to have to go with Yoke, bro.
Yep. I'm in the same boat.
Embiid, he kind of fell off a little bit towards the end. He did pick up, like, these last couple games. He was dominating, like,
he dominated past 40. Like 2 weeks.
I think last night he dropped 40 something. But, yeah, I got to go with Yoke. And I think the writers and all the media people is going to vote Yoke because he's leading in all the advanced stats, the MORP or whatever, all that shit.
Because the one thing about it, too, also, PR. Embiid getting hardened really changed things up, too, I think. Because if they look at the whole narrative what Yoke's doing with just the players, like, all his top two main key players are out the whole season.
Yeah, they feel like you split the votes, too, when you get another superstar.
He's been consistent.
And they feel like Yoke hasn't had nobody, so it's just like,
he's a better rebounder, he's a better passer, he's overall better, a little bit ever, like, he's not a better defender, and Embiid's a better defender. But, like, Yoke is just percentage-wise, the shots he's taking, just overall, he makes his team better. Embiid's dominant, but he doesn't share the ball enough to make his team better, like, to the point where, like, Yoke gonna get everybody going.
Yeah.
You gonna have about 5 niggas over 10 points. You know what I'm saying? Like, compared to Embiid, he'll have 40 and 20, and maybe Maxey will have 25. But then Tobias have, like, maybe 12 or 8, you know, 8 points, or, you know, Harden shooting bad. Like, that's what happened a couple nights with the Raptors, and they lost. So it's like, in situations like that with Yoke, he going to get his 40 and 25, but he going to have 13 assists probably, or 9 assists. And he got, like, other players sharing the ball, too. They all got over 10 points.
Yeah.
So that's what makes everything else with that situation. I think I'll give Yoke that. I got to give it to him. Like, he's playing that team, and they'll be the most they'll be in the play in that situation where your whole team is out, and you don't only in the West. The Western Conference is a little bit soft. I'll give this. The East is a little bit stronger this year.
Yeah.
Because you look at both the playing teams. Because the Spurs, they're like way under 500 to get in the motherfucker. Like,
I still think the West is still king, though.
They're still king, definitely. Yes.
I just think it was just a bad year, man.
It was definitely a bad year because the East, but I don't think that's the only argument I'm really giving Embiid. But Embiid dominated this year. But
you could make an argument if you want Giannis to that the past couple of years. The East has been better because Giannis won last year.
Once Bron left the East, that's when shit switched up. Because Bron been, especially when he went back to, boy, think about it. Bron was with the Heat and the Cavaliers for that whole decade. You got to think about that.
Yep.
And then so many teams like the Raptors and like, or the Hawks or whatever that wanted to come up, Celtics, they couldn't develop because that nigga Bron would always just dominate and win that shit. And that was kind of like the Jordan effect for other teams in the East too, but they wanted to. It wasn't as much young teams coming up at that time in the East after Jordan left. Like, when once Jordan retired, the East was like, oh, okay, we'll see. We'll see who come out the East to play the West, because the West is always dominant. That's when you remember that time in the early 2000s when the West was always at the San Antonio Spurs,
man,
the Jazz, Lakers, Phoenix Suns, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Kings.
Yep, the Kings Mavs. Is actually good too.
They had 7 teams that's gonna be like they title contenders. Yeah. Where compared to the East, you had the Detroit Pistons, Indiana Pacers, maybe the Boston Celtics. You had the Nets for a couple years, but really after that, it's kind of like, eh. And then Bron came along and then he did his shit. But, well, of course, Boston too. Boston, when they formed it together. But that was really about small range. But it's only like four or five teams of that's title contenders. And that's when the West took that shift. But now, like you said, it's took a shift back to now where the team is kind of balanced.
Yeah. I feel like now the East is kind of top heavy. Like,
yeah.
The Nets, Philly, and the Bucks is just mm-hmm. probably like the best teams in the league right now.
Yeah, with the Suns too.
Yeah,
Suns.
Along with the Suns and shit. But it's like in the West, there's a lot more teams like the Mavs or the Grizzlies that I could see just magically get into the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Like teams like the Hawks or the Hornets, I just don't have faith in them out East to really get to the finals.
No, yeah.
I guess you could throw the Celtics in the East too. So mm-hmm.
Celtics, I can see definitely because like they have. But think about it, Brown. I think Brown and Tatum were both rookies when they went to the conference finals against Brown that year. So
they got that experience.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Smart definitely does. He's the OG. Yeah,
and he damn near should deserve Defensive Player of the Year.
He's
man,
in the ranking, if I'm not mistaken,
that boy has been breaking a lot of records.
I think
he's number two on the latest rated.
I think Jaren Jackson Jr. should be up there too for that DP because he's been dying. That's what really helped that
team. I agree with that. I was just saying that the other day, and everybody was like, man, you tweaking. Like,
he's literally leading blocks.
He's asleep, bro. He is leading in blocks too.
Like, Gobert's not even leading in blocks.
He's leading in rebounds. On this latest ranking I've seen, he tied for fifth.
On the Defensive Player of the Year, what I see right here, the top three is Rudy Gobert, Bam, and Marcus Smart.
Oh, for real? I seen Giannis up there, too.
NBC Sports. That's the last ranking I saw on there.
Okay, cool.
But we'll see, man. I hope, if in general, I really think the whole situation where...
I think Giannis might win it, though.
Man, it wouldn't be crazy if Giannis win MVP, and I wouldn't even be mad at it. Because look at this nigga's numbers. 29. This nigga's like, what, average, what, 10 rebounds a game, 11 rebounds a game? What is that nigga by average by then? There's still a game still, and just still shooting great.
I think he could win Defensive Player of the Year.
I think he could. Shout out to DeJounte Murray, leader in steals this year.
He's not really leading in nothing, but like all around. Like
nope, he's an all around good player.
His I think it's like possessions and shit. Like,
mm-hmm.
That shit good.
It's this fucking whole shit is crazy, though. Check the whole shit. The Amigos been shaking. But no, anyway, the whole shit right there. NBA playoffs gonna be lit, nigga. We'll see how this shit go. But if anything, man, I'm just happy. I hope niggas stay healthy.
Yeah, I just pray that niggas stay healthy. I just want to see good injuries. Playoffs, man.
Thanks.
I hate seeing playoffs with injuries, bro.
Man,
there's been too many playoffs where key niggas is injured, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just trying to see the full team's healthy so there ain't no excuses, bro.
Facts.
I'm never a nigga to make up excuses. Can't be.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can't do that. That's the one thing. Everybody was hurt. Hey, man, it's part of sports.
That's the thing, too. Like, with last year, there was like... Because LeBron was hurt. His leg was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But I seen it as he was still on the flow. So,
it wasn't
the nigga
hurt.
Took the L.
Mm-hmm.
I accept that. He was on the floor. You got to take that out with your team. So, I mean, I don't care if you hurt. You made yourself available out there.
Facts. You can't be out there if you hurt.
I ain't finna make the excuse, oh, he was hurt, da-da-da, because mm-hmm.
That's some real nigga shit. There. That's some real shit, though, because most niggas won't take that accountability of that. Be like, well, he was injured, bro. I'm like, it's a part of the game, man. Like, yeah. I see this nigga got attacked by the mob. Like, you know what I'm saying? He got shot. You know what I'm saying? It'd be different, but... The nigga got an ACL tear, or he tore his ankle, or twist his ankle, or some shit. Nigga. What was it, sore leg or sore kneecap or something?
Yeah, I think it was it was his left ankle. Yeah.
Left ankle, yeah, so it's like, hey.
Left ankle.
And he getting up in age, too. You can't you can't risk that right there, be the whole career, you be done. And then you're going to be mad at yourself.
My expectations shifted for him a little bit, because it's like, I know he's getting it to the end. So,
but he's still dominant, though, man.
For me, I've already seen the greatness. Facts. So I don't need no more to really solidate that. But these extra years is just, I appreciate to be able to witness.
I'm going
to
hit a lot of motherfuckers that's going to, when the time of closing retiring, I'm going to be a lot of hate. I'm going to be mad as fuck. All the niggas that was, I know that hate.
Yeah, LeBron, it's going to be a lot of hate. It's going to be a lot of hate.
They're going to be out here like, oh, Brian, he was best. I'm like, nigga, you ain't even a fan of this nigga. Why you was out here making all these hate posts and shit on Twitter. It's a lot of LeBron haters out there, bro. Just hate this nigga for no reason.
Game ain't going to be the same. I mean, it won't. There are a lot of new stars that have caught my eye, and I'm going to still keep on watching.
Oh, the game, yeah,
I got a passion for the game, but...
I was there with Jordan's first retirement, bro. Well, not first, but I was there for the second one when he left the Bulls.
I wish
So I was there after that when the league was definitely in the crossroads, and then Shaq and Kobe was dominating AI, you had T-Mag, Vince Carter, and then everything started to build up. Dirk and Steve Nash and shit, you know, Jason Kidd, Tony Parker, Tim Duncan, I think maybe like whole stars came along after that. It's going to be the same with this league right now.
Yeah.
You're starting to see, because all these niggas, like these young players, after their first year, after you see like after the all-star break, their rookie year, they started to ball the fuck out. And then their second year come along, these niggas put up crazy numbers. Yeah. Trae Young and Luka Doncic to be examples.
That nigga going off.
The past couple years, these two have been at the definition of seeing these last couple of years, these second year players trying to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And LaMelo going off, John Morant too. Zion had a help, but if he got injured, he stayed healthy. And then LaMelo, look, and right now I got a team right now at 7 seed. Yeah. You know, LaMelo and them gotta play 2 games to get in, nigga. So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like
Anthony Edwards, can't forget about that guy.
Exactly. You averaged 21 a game this year. So it's like in situations like that now where the game is starting to take next levels and start good young players. And even the players that was like, we saw them a little bit, like it was young, like 10 years ago, they still in the game too. So it's gonna be a whole balance. You got another niggas coming in too. That's why I love the game. Keep going. You know what I'm saying? And you just appreciate it more and more. Get another 25 years to see their 100 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. See their top 100 list. Hope they take niggas out, because I should have had Dame and AD in that motherfucker.
Man, for sure.
I don't know why. Because Dame in the rap album, he ain't cussing it. They put AI in that shit.
I heard that shit. I like that.
Yeah, I like Dane can rap. Dane actually can rap pretty good. It don't sound bad. But if we come on Scratch Shuffle, then I got it. But for me, just going, I'll put the Ox on, I'll put the Dane on right quick. The Dane Dollar.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It'd be a little different. But let's get to these albums right quick. Oh, no, low key. But where also, man? So you getting your shit going, being the content creator and shit. What's the inspiration of that shit, though, bro?
So shit, bro, ever since I've been young, bro, I just always been listening to music, bro. Just everything, bro. Lil Wayne always been my favorite artist, bro. I used to always buy physicals, bro. So I used to always buy Carter 3, bro. I remember always begging my mama to buy albums, bro. Like Thank Me Later, Drake, bro. Like Take Care, bro. Always had the albums, bro. And then there was an era where I was always... Niggas taking a vape break. My fault. I had to hit the dick real quick. But there was an era where I was just basically like burning discs for niggas. I would be making playlists on LimeWire and shit like that. Just doing that shit for fun, bro. Like I would always just be making playlists. Niggas would be like fucking with my ear for music. Like I just always would just be playing like good songs and some hits and shit, and niggas would just fuck with it. So I've always just been tapped in with music. It's just hip-hop culture, bro. And I've always had an inspiration for that. And I've always had an inspiration for sports, bro. I mean, I didn't really have a dad to really get me into that early on. So, like, I just found out for that for myself. About 08, 09, I was watching the league and shit. And I was just casually watching that shit. But as time went on and shit, I would just keep watching this shit. I was a Heat fan, quote unquote, at the time, watching LeBron and shit or whatever. But I just mainly at that point, I was just a fan of him. Mm-hmm. So I just follow him wherever he went. But I will watch other teams. Chris Paul was also one of my favorite players in the league. So like I've always just respected the game and tried to learn more about it throughout the years. And I just fell in love with it, bro. Like, I just always watch ESPN. I be watching all that shit. First Take, all the shows, man. Undisputed with Skip and Shannon, man. I just love it, bro. I love the commentary around it. It's amazing, bro. I be just in tune with everything, bro. Always updated and shit, and I just be obsessed with this shit. So I just figured, man, I'd just be having free time. Might as well use it to get my opinions out there. I mean, just let motherfuckers know, like, my takes on sports, bro. I really want to make that my priority, sports. But I do love hip-hop, so I do want to do a little bit of that shit, too.
You can do both, man.
But let me plug in my little Instagram real quick. It's also 4K, and it's F-O-U-R, and then a capital K. And then it's also on Twitter, too. I'm also on Facebook, too, also 4K, but I think it's just the number 4 and then K. But I just be posting daily hip-hop content for right now. I'm trying to roll out a podcast or do some YouTube videos, and then I'm going to start trying to do sports along the way. That shit just, I want to get that shit clean, bro. Like, when it comes to sports, I take that shit seriously, and I want to be very prepared when I approach that shit, because you got to be on point with all that shit, man. Got to have your stats ready, all that shit. And it's like 24/7 with that shit, bro. You got to work hard with that shit, bro. Just to stay in tune each and every day with all that shit. And then you got to prepare for what a nigga might say back to you and shit like that. So with sports, I really want to get that shit right and probably find another person, another group to do it with too, because I want to like make a debate platform with that type shit. I like just going back and forth. I like the commentary and the content with that. So yeah, it's just my passion, just doing sports and music, and I just love the culture, man.
Hey, same here. That's why I'm here for. It's probably the same thing too, dog. Like, just love for the culture. Just me feel like I can put my opinion out there, and I feel like I'm a funny motherfucker, and my personality is shit. So you know what? I'm gonna put my shit out there and get my fucking 2 cents on the shit too. So
yeah, that's real for shit. Show respect.
Hey, man, welcome to the motherfucking culture, man.
Appreciate you. Yeah, I wouldn't be here without Mac Boney. Appreciate my nigga Mac Boney.
I'm just trying to get like you, dog. But basically, we'll get to these albums before we roll out here in a minute. So what's the main album you listened to this weekend?
The main album I was listening to this week was the 504 Bible. Some of the top songs I liked was Through the Fire.
I heard that shit was banging. That shit was banging.
Kanye executive produced it. Mike Dean mastered it. It's a clean album, I ain't gonna lie. And like, I know a lot of motherfuckers might not listen to that type of music, so they might have different expectations for it, but I'm just holding him up to his standards. That's a great album for him.
Yeah.
Like, it just sounds like an album. And I did not expect for him to have that approach to this.
Exactly.
But yeah, Ye showed out. You can definitely hear his influence. Some other songs I definitely liked was Magic City with Quavo. And World Watching. Forgot who was featured on that. I think it was Polo G, Lil TJ maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, Ye showed out on this with the executive producer, man. You could really, like, the heavy samples, you could definitely hear his influence, the church organs in the beginning of the album. I mean, Fabio just came a long way, so I thought Big Drip was going to be the biggest he would get, but he just keep leveling up. And he did have a Neo feature on that, too. That was very unexpected. Yo. Like, that was a crazy sample, too. The So Sick of Love song.
He did that joint?
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
That's that shit right there, boy.
But, yeah, that shit was nostalgic, man. I was impressed. But, yeah, it was actually, like, it wasn't a collection of songs like most of these just rap niggas be doing. Like, they'll just give you a collection of lit songs thrown together. But this was actually, like, a cohesive project. It sounded like an album. He had Khaled, like, preaching on one of his like tracks. It wasn't no music, it was just like preaching this shit.
Oh, you already know. You're a wonderful man.
Little album slip and shit. But yeah, my favorite thing was like the transitions were smooth as fuck. Like, the intros, he was popping the shit. He was like, in the through the fire joint, he was like, yay, mate, through the wire, this through the fire. And that shit just had me geeking. It gave me that nostalgic vibe, took me back to Through the Wire. So I was ready to, I was ready to hear that joint. But shout out Favi. Shout out to Favio though. My rating for that album would probably be Low Grade Kush. A little Low Grade Kush.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, probably project him like 50 to 60K first week.
Yeah, he gonna have some good, I feel like, yeah, he gonna have one of those songs that probably pop off in summer type shit.
Yeah, he got the label behind him, so I think he gonna do decent numbers for his first project. Mm-hmm. But Coilo Ray, Trendsetter. I ain't gonna lie, going into this album, bro, like, I just felt like, just based off, like, her freestyles and shit, like, I'm not... just shit like that, the like, I look at her as, like, a female Playboy Cardi, so, like, yeah, I just expect a bunch of mumble shit.
That's a good comparison.
And, like, when I listened to the album, she was singing a lot on this album, bro, and, like... The features really stood out on this album. Like, the beats was actually amazing. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Mm-hmm. The beats was amazing. But it wasn't for me. I'd probably grade this album a mid. Okay. I'm just... It's just not my type of music. It's not for me. But, I mean, people that are fans of her might love this shit. I don't think it's gonna do good numbers. I think it'll probably do, like, 20K, 30K. Mm. Honestly, bro, like... I don't really see none really popping off like that. The big single with Nicki, like, that should have been a smash, but, like, it just, it's kind of underwhelming. I like the tracks, though, with G Herbo. That shit was hard. She had a joint with her on there. I like her. She went off on her shit. Like her. But, yeah. Oh, Young M.A. was on there, too.
Oh, shit.
She went off on her verse. I like that song, but...
shout out to Jim Jones, Doppelganger.
Overall, it just went for me. But I'm going to go on to 42 Doug and ESTG. They dropped Last Ones Left. Was mad impressed with this shit, man. Shit was fire. I'm not even really a 42 Doug or an ESTG fan like that. I'm not too into with them niggas. I mean...
They blend away.
Maybach, that... Doug dropped, that was his last shit that I was fucking with. I felt like he fell off since then, but this shit right here is hard, bro.
Okay.
First couple of joints is just bangers, bro. Like, you can't even skip them. Like, it's crazy, bro. Like, them niggas did their thing on this shit. I don't think it's gonna do, like, crazy numbers because them niggas just not, like, the biggest artists ever.
Exactly,
but
yeah.
Them niggas
good in the streets.
This a W for them. So shout out 42 Doug and shout out ESTG. I'm fucking with that project.
What you gonna give it?
Out of all of them, that's the best project I listened to this weekend. I give it a... That's some gas.
Okay.
That's some gas.
Shit, Theo even agree with you.
That's some gas. Theo fucking with that.
Okay, Theo Malicia Bash. Appreciate the commentary, brother.
Definitely an underrated project, so check that shit out. Last Ones Left, 42 Doug ESTG.
Okay, okay. Well, I'm gonna get to my main new album of the week that Vince Staples, Ramona Park. Now that one right there, Ramona Park, broke my heart. Man, this right here, I'm happy to finally see the shit. You know what I'm saying? Finally hear some new Vince Staples. I'm a big fan of him. But the shit was just overall some beautiful music. But Free the Homies was my shit. I fucked that DJ Quick joint. Low key, my shit was that Lemonade. He got Ty Dolla $ign on there.
Ooh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The Feature Spirit. King.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He had pretty good joints on this, man. Overall, my rating, I'm gonna give it some Kush, man. I'm gonna give it some OG.
Ooh, okay.
OG Kush. That was a good
OG.
It's right in time. Like, especially with this weekend, how it's nice and sunny. It's that good ride music. You know what I'm saying? So it's like one of them shit. I fuck with Vince Staples. And his skits on here was real dope, too. It's some real good skits.
That nigga funny as hell.
Yeah.
I fuck
with Vince. The one thing with his skits, though, is like you thought he'd be on some funny shit with this, but he was real, like, on some, like, like he's showing love to like all the shit, like the street shit was going on around like basically LA, like showing that street culture love. Like he got a skit on there called Spirit of Monster Cody. Monster Cody. If you know Monster Cody is, he's basically one of the founders of the Crips. Like one of the founders of Crips, but he was like of the new age Crips back in the '90s and shit, and basically was cool as fuck with Pac and shit like that. And he basically wrote books and shit like that too. Okay. He wrote like a book about basically like of him he was in prison. He wrote a book basically about him, you know, it's like being a gay member, young nigga. He do some real dark shit, and it basically got him out of prison type shit. He got out of prison, so shit like that. It was like Rince, they was going some deep shit with this one.
Hey, I'll fuck with that, man. I'm gonna definitely check that one out, bro. I appreciate it.
Was some real good stuff. It was some real good substance on this album.
Definitely like that.
Shout out to Sid. She had Broken Heart Club. Y'all know, put you on Sid. If you listen to the group called The Internet, real dope. Like, you know, kind of like a let's say, I don't even know what's a good way to put them in, but it real like, you know, if you listen to Thundercat, they're like listen to Thundercat, kind of like
Thundercat,
heavy kind of like how I listen to, I put you in that Live earlier, kind of it's like a group though, but she's part of the group, she's one of the lead singers of it, and but she's coming that same campus Tyler to create a whole Our Future camp.
Okay.
She's her brother is Taco.
That's
like,
crazy.
Literally, niggas used to go to their crib. That's where everyone used to meet at. Like, Earl, Damo, Tyler, all them niggas used to go to their crib. And Sid, the internet kind of got their own branch going right from, you know, when things started to slow down with the whole Odd Future shit. And everyone branched off from their whole shit.
The internet
had their own camp. And the internet's like a whole, like Matt Martian, Patrick Page. Like, you got so many dope, different, like, already all play different instruments, but they're all so dope at it. They all got different like styles and like different albums and shit too. So
okay,
and Sid's like the lead singer, and this one was good as fuck. I'll give this one some good Kush too.
Ooh,
shout out to Sid, man. So definitely, and also if we all check out that Wiz Khalifa and Big Crit smoke. There's that girl talk that Full Court Press. This is some. It's that Two Door Boys and 2010 vibes right here. You open their download for Mediafire, nigga. Nigga, know about that Mediafire link? That zip, nigga. Get that whole album, nigga. Be at school. Listen to that shit on an MP3 player, nigga. That's that kind of vibe you get with this album. It was a good album to me, man. But it's also like the main albums I kind of got to this weekend. But we're going to definitely get back to some more shit, too, when she come back and shit. Because low-key, I'm going to have you back on.
For sure.
Towards the half of the year. Probably like in mid of June, I'm going to have to do like the half of the year list.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
So we'll do like top five albums of the year so far. But we'll give our own taste and whole shit like that, too. Give our, you know, get my perspective and shit like that too. And I have my nigga also back on more and more times and shit, cause low key I wanna have you on as a recurring guest.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the love, my brother.
No, definitely though, bro, cause I feel like you got some shit coming up with it. And like I said, me being like I was basically learning doing this shit, I haven't one really taught me shit to get this shit going. So I give you the game and give you the connections as much as possible. So that's what that's what we're supposed to do. In the community, especially with color folks, black folks supposed to goddamn build with each other. So
yeah,
that's
gotta
what
lift each other up for sure, man.
Exactly. And all you gotta do that, I get nothing out of it. I do this shit as my homie. You know what I'm saying? I met this nigga out the Grace of Hooping.
Right.
Smoking Kush. So, you know what I'm saying? So, it wasn't even off the off, no, it's off the strength of respect and love for the homie and shit type shit.
That's 100, man. That's 100.
But definitely, man, it's been another motherfucking great episode of Kush Thoughts Podcast with the one and only Mac Boney Never Phony. And of course, we get my boy Oso in the crib, man, in the Kush Cave. Theo Malik Shabazz in the house. And also, hey, before we go, actually, I'll say that outro for later. Will Smith and Jada. We gotta get that.
Man.
I wanna get our opinion. I got my nigga Always Fire opinion about the shit earlier. What you think, man?
Man, I heard that she regret marrying Will now and shit like that. Like, what is that about?
Apparently, bro. The wedding day, she didn't felt like she was forced to get married to Will like that. She wasn't ready for marriage at that time.
Yeah, and then I seen like is that her mama?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, her mama, because I just read the shit. I didn't watch the video or whatever, but her mama was like, that's not how I remember it. I heard you was just nervous about being married, like, type shit.
Ooh,
like shit. She still wanted to get married to him.
Uh-huh.
She said she didn't remember it like that. Like that, she never wanted to get married to Will. So I mean, they whole situation so messy, bro. I don't even be trying to get into it like that, cause it's like he not really sticking up for himself. Like niggas just
that's why
be like, oh, this bitch is just manipulating me. torture my whole life and just.
Why didn't you stop the shout at Chris Rock, nigga? Man. He just tired of niggas talking shit. He's like, God
that
damn.
Was a cry for help.
Because if he would have went home, my nigga, and he wouldn't have said nothing, you know. I saw a video, like I said earlier, I saw a video where she was literally like recording this nigga. He was like, he stopped recording me. Like, I'm recording. And she's like, why? I'm like, ooh, shit. Boy. And she gave that nigga that look when he laughed.
Yeah, and then
trust
I seen
me, did you he see, won his first Oscar that night, bro. She would have took that nigga a whole night away from that nigga because he's, you ain't saying shit on stage. That nigga said something about me. The fuck that war, bitch ass nigga.
I'm surprised he had to get that shit back, though.
Nope. And one nigga trying to say he give it back. What is it? You should give it back. Niggas, you don't got one, does not mean you gotta get
he
it back.
He got banned 10 years, though. Yeah, that's kind of excessive, bro. For a slap,
well,
bro.
White people got they think it was excessive for Will to slap somebody. Well, they don't think it's excessive to shackle up for black people 400 years and slave them. Let me stop. Let me stop. Yeah, but anyway, yeah, that's what I feel about it too. Like, goddamn, I'm not even that tax bracket to talk about these niggas. I don't even know these niggas like that.
Man.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I grew up, like, you know what I'm saying, watching these motherfuckers on TV, but I don't know these niggas personally like that. I think I do, but nigga, that was Fresh Prince. That wasn't goddamn, that was Will Smith. It wasn't, you know, he was Phillip Banks, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
That was TV, nigga, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. So it's like shit like that, but I get it. And we're in the era now where everyone has an opinion. Yeah. So I'm just bringing this shit to light and I'm just keeping it real. I think that he would have got his ass whooped when he got home. Man, she would have ruined that nigga whole first time getting the Oscar and shit. And she would have been all toxic. But Chris Rock better stay with the strap on him and he better get that Dave Chappelle muscles ASAP.
He say he not talking till he get paid. Yep. I respect that, though.
I feel him. Cause like, get bro, that like, bag, I get it, my nigga. But like, nigga, it's so many other niggas been saying shit worse than me. I said G.I. Jane, too. I ain't saying, well, fuck me. I ain't say fuck August Alsina. Like,
oh, God.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't say, like, oh, well, Jada was fucking August Alsina last week.
I heard, like, that the writers made up that joke, though. I don't know if that's true or not, but.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know, man. It's been almost been, what, two, about 2-3 weeks since it happened, so. It's just messy. It's
man.
The whole fucking, the Matrix been glitching since Kobe passed, bro.
And that nigga Tony Rock been wilding too.
His he said, brother. I beat that nigga ass, my brother. We get a hole with the brothers, nigga. I was like, first of all, nigga, Will Smith and Jada got you first opportunity in Hollywood, nigga, on their TV show back in 2003. So, and your own brother didn't give you no motherfucking. So, anyway, another episode of Chris Thoughts Podcast with the one only Mac Boney, never phony. We got the boy Oso in the motherfucking building. Shout out to my boy, man. Get your platform and socials up, man. All
right, I just want to say I appreciate my nigga Mac Boney for having me on here today. I appreciate talking with y'all today. My socials is on IG, I'm Oso4K. OsoForK. And then that's on Twitter, too. And I'm on Facebook, too. I got a Facebook page. But yeah, follow me, follow the movement. I fuck with y'all, man. I appreciate you having me on Kush Thoughts.
Always, dog. Peace, man. Peace, positivity, right. Y'all. Smoke some, roll some, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.